Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has a game plan where they get punched in the face.
And we are off. And so some bittersweet, it's a bittersweet day, right? So this is the last Saturday of the Jason Bishop Show. In case you missed this past Saturday where I kind of let you guys know, I'll tell you again in case you missed it. So the Jason Bishop Show was formerly the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, who, you know, left to do some other things. And we have done this time spot, the Saturday morning time spot, which has been extremely successful. But the thing is that Kip and I, for quite some time, had wanted to do a Friday evening show, especially when it pertained to high school football season, kind of leading in. And both of us wanted to do it, but it was just so hard to walk away from this time slot because the show was doing so well, but we finally decided to do it. So this will be the last Saturday morning show starting next. Well, I guess we're going to take a couple of weeks of hiatus. Right. And then after that, we will come back. I guess it's the first or second Friday of July. And we will begin to do a Friday afternoon, Friday evening show. And, of course, our affiliates will pick that up. And if the affiliate that you're accustomed to hearing us on no longer carries us because they don't like the time change or just didn't work for them, you can still listen to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, streaming 24/7 on demand at thesouthernsportsedition.com as always. And if that's too complicated for you, you can go and download it from wherever it is that you get your podcast from.
Okay. Simple enough.
Joining me this morning on our last show, Coach David Shores from the Brunswick High Pirates.
Good morning, Jason.
All right. So let's high school football. That's what we're going to do is high school football. And I guess one of the affiliates that will be picking us up is up the Statesboro affiliate. So I'm never one to shy away from talking about Statesboro football. And I think we talked about the Blue Devils either last week or a couple weeks ago. But you want to talk about a brutal schedule? Yeah. Let's talk about Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
Their schedule is brutal.
They put together a gauntlet, that's for sure.
Yeah. So they're going to open. They're going to open this season with a little bit of a rivalry game against Liberty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They'll be at home for that, by the way.
Yeah. And speaking of Liberty County, hearts and minds.
Absolutely.
Prayers go out to Coach's family. Terrible loss this week. What a great man. Everybody in South Georgia thought very highly of Keith. So thoughts and prayers go out to the whole Liberty County family.
No doubt, for sure. The Yellow Jackets will then play a huge rivalry game against the Statesboro Blue Devils. I'm assuming they'll play that game at Womack Field.
Yes.
It says neutral.
Yeah.
So, well, if it's going to be a neutral game, Paulson Stadium?
Possibly.
I'll find that out.
Yeah, I hadn't heard.
I'm willing to bet 99.9% Paulson Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm willing to do that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then they will go on the road to play the Effingham County Rebels.
Yep. Good football team.
We'll talk later about Effingham. We're going to break down their schedule, too. And then they'll be at home against Tattnall County, go on the road to Hepzibah, at home against the Islands, on the road to New Hampstead, on the road to Benedictine, at home against Wayne County, and they'll close at home against Burke County.
Man, I mean,
the tail end of that schedule,
yeah,
is not friendly.
I mean, you're looking, I mean, if everything goes well, 7-3, what I'm looking at. On that, if nobody gets hurt and you have a great season, that's a tough schedule, though. Tough schedule.
Brutal.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, so you're picking 7-3, so let me do this. All right. Richmond or Liberty Hill, It's Liberty Hill. Liberty County.
Yeah.
W. That's a tough W.
I was going to say. They're going to be playing some Aspire football this year.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right, so 1-0. They ain't beating Statesboro.
Doubt it.
1-1.
Yep.
Effingham, they ain't beating Effingham. 1-2. Tatnall, they'll beat Tatnall. 2-2.
Yep.
Hepzibah, they'll get them. 3-2. The Islands, 4-2.
Yep.
New Hampstead, 5-2.
Yep.
And that's going to be a tough one.
Yep.
5-2. Benedictine, you ain't beating Benedictine.
Nope.
So that's 5-3.
Yep.
Wayne County, you're not beating Wayne.
There you go.
5-4. Burke, you're not beating Burke. 5-5 for the Yellow Jackets.
Yeah. Probably more realistic. Yeah. Best case scenario, 7-3. Yeah. More than likely, realistically, 5-5.
So you're going best case 7-3.
Mm-hmm.
And worst case, 5-5?
Yeah, 4-6. Worst case.
Okay.
5-5.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some big news pertaining to the Jason Bishop Show. Today will be the last Saturday show for the Jason Bishop Show, and starting in July, Kip Branch will return. And the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will air on Friday evenings across the state of Georgia. You will still be able to hear the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And also starting in July, you'll be able to download the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch wherever you get your podcasts. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Down in Southeast Georgia, this is a perfect song for the day. Hideous day outside.
It's been wet all morning.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Look, I'm not the type of guy to say I told you so.
No, you're not at all that kind of guy.
Not at all. But what I did do is I did tell you when the NBA playoffs began that Golden State was going to win the whole thing. And as always, when I make that type of prediction, it comes true. That is why I'm here. That is why I do this show. For those folks that like to make a little bit of extra money by doing a little bit of sports gambling, not that that is condoned by any of our affiliates or the Jason Bishop Show, but for those folks that do,
listen for the lock.
That's right. And I told you, beginning of the playoffs, ain't nobody beating Golden State.
As long as they had Steph Curry.
Well, yeah.
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 He goes down, could be a different story.
Oh, well, he didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
And so Golden State wins. Yep. Now, I was wrong. Ooh, boy, that sounds weird, doesn't it? I was wrong that I thought that series would go seven games. Golden State was just too good.
Yeah.
So, their fourth championship in 8 years, and I hear the ESPN for four championships in 8 years. I mean, that's cool, but let's not forget they won three championships in 4 years and they hadn't done anything since. So let's pump the brakes a minute. You know, does it add to their legacy? Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Win another 2 in 3 years.
It's really to me about Curry's legacy, I think, in the NBA and where he sort of ranks.
That's fair.
After that, finals, a lot of talk about him being a top 10 player all the time, which I would probably agree with.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I would hate to start making the list though.
Oh, I know. Well, who are you going to take off?
Yeah. 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 Who's he slide in over?
Yeah. It's tough.
It is tough, man. But you're right. He's in the conversation.
For sure.
Yeah, no doubt. For sure. The U.S. Open is doing what the U.S. Open does. It's tough.
Yep.
Phil Mickelson not making the cut.
Yep. Third time in 6 years, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, I don't know. I don't know who I like there.
Rory's playing really well right now.
And it's wide open, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rahm's finally hitting it well in a major. I think that course sort of sets up well for him with his long drives and all, so he's making a push.
Is that who you're taking?
I'm liking McIlroy.
You like McIlroy?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's there on Sunday, I think.
And he's a stroke off the lead.
Yeah.
Stroke off the lead.
As long as he didn't fall apart, today.
Or go join the LIV Tour.
Or that.
Yeah. So the other thing that, Notre Dame. They knock out the number one overall seed, keep them from going to Omaha altogether.
Sorry, Chuck Seymour.
Yeah, and of course, for those folks that don't follow college baseball, Tennessee was the self-proclaimed best college baseball team of all time, according to folks in Knoxville.
Well, they're really yearning for something to latch on to. It's been a long, long time, since they had, like I said, they were number one in anything, so,
That's fair.
First opportunity to jump up.
So they didn't get to Omaha. They got knocked out by Notre Dame. And then most folks were like, okay, well, Tennessee's not there. Texas will play Notre Dame, and they'll dispatch them pretty quickly. Not so fast.
Yeah.
Notre Dame beats Texas. And then Oklahoma beats Texas A&M, which was a little bit of a surprise because Texas A&M had been on a roll.
Yep.
And Oklahoma knocks them out or beats them.
Right.
They're all in a bracket together, so we got to figure out who's going to come out of the bracket. But that's a big win for both Notre Dame and Oklahoma as far as trying to get out of their bracket.
Absolutely.
To the championship game.
Yep. Knocked out the two big bad wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The loss, Texas's loss, I think you're going to end up with Notre Dame out of that bracket. And I think you'll end up with Arkansas out of the other. Those are my picks.
Hot teams.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in baseball, that's kind of the way it works.
No doubt.
And so in bracket one, you've got Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Texas, and Texas A&M.
Yep.
So Notre Dame and Oklahoma are W's in the win column.
Yep.
Texas and Texas A&M do not.
Right.
So it's going to be an uphill climb for those, for Texas and Texas A&M. The other bracket has Arkansas, Auburn, Ole Miss, and Stanford.
Yep.
Watch out for Auburn.
Yeah, they snuck in, and they're always dangerous this time of the year. You
know, yeah.
Get to Omaha. So.
Yep. Auburn sneaks, and I think you're right. That danger, and like mean it.
Yep.
Mean it, that they really could win that thing.
They really could.
So, yeah, I'll take Arkansas. Those games, some of those games will start happening today. I'll take Arkansas, and I guess I'll take Notre Dame, and Arkansas and Notre Dame, and I just got to pick Arkansas.
Yeah. I'm sticking to the Southeast, yeah.
And by the way...
We'll pick Sue.
And by the way, just in case you didn't notice, listen to the teams, right? The last eight teams that are in. Notre Dame, okay. Oklahoma,
yeah.
What conference are they going to be in? Texas, what conference are they going to be in?
Yep.
Texas A&M, what conference are they in?
Yep.
Arkansas, what conference are they in?
Right.
Auburn, what conference are they in?
Yeah.
Ole Miss, what conference are they in? And then the redheaded stepchild, Stanford.
Yep. All you Midwesterners, just shut up. Now, the dominance is clear. I mean, even in basketball this year. When's the last time SEC had some? I mean, yeah. They're dominating all three major sports.
For sure. I guess
just means more.
Just means more.
Yeah.
You went there. Okay. I guess it helps, too, when you have so many of the college football's elite or college sports elite in the same conference.
Sure. And what makes them, what separates those elite programs from everybody else is the amount of funding. And then when it means more, you pump more money into the program.
I like what you just did there. You talk about funding.
Yeah.
I said this a couple of weeks ago, just to touch on it again, with possible realignment happening, and in the college football world, you've got those ACC and the Big 12 and the Pac-12 all kind of Big 10 banding together against the SEC.
Yep.
You want to talk about money? Well, here's the bottom line. Those conferences that are kind of banding against the SEC, they're going to eventually have to get on board. Because the SEC is partly owned by ESPN, which is owned by Disney, and none of those conferences have Disney money behind them.
It's a different kind of money.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah.
That's different. So they can complain and moan and groan all they want, but at the end of the day, Mickey Mouse wins.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off exit 29 on I-95.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. high-quality work, and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dogs!
We're already halfway through the last show.
Time flies, bro.
I tell you what. So just in case, you know, you've been under a rock, this is the last Saturday show for the Jason Bishop Show, starting in a couple of weeks. And Kip Ranch will, you know, I don't really know how I feel about this. Thought I'd gotten rid of him. And here he comes again.
Right back around.
Yeah, so Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch will recommence, and we'll be doing it on Friday afternoons, Friday evenings. For our affiliates around the state. The reason for this is Kip and I have always kind of wanted to do a show leading into high school football on Friday nights. We're going to be given the opportunity to do it, so we had to take it.
Yeah.
And so that's what we'll do. And so Saturday mornings, I won't be here with you anymore after today.
Well, we're excited about hearing you two guys back on the air. So.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad you are. I'm glad you are. You're the you're a coach at Brunswick High.
Yes, sir.
And so you guys have Effingham in your region.
We do.
So I want to break down the Effingham Rebels. Because one thing I can say, in fairness, is that we don't give Effingham, even on this show, I mean, I'm taking responsibility for it. We don't give Effingham the respect they deserve. We don't give them the love they deserve. And I think they've got a pretty good team.
Well, they've always been a tough out. You know, last year's the first year that I've ever been associated with the program or coached against them. But, you know, from everything that I've heard historically, they've always had a tough program and they've been hard out, you know, especially when you go play up there. So I think, you know, with Coach Ford's hiring last year, sort of a renewed energy in the program. And, you know, they're going up, they're moving up. And it's funny, Jason, because this is the one team on our schedule in our region that I sort of had a question mark about going into the season because they had a strong senior class last year. And, and I've been there as a new coach at a place, and I've seen it happen many times where a new coach comes in, new blood, new ideas, and everybody gets behind. And if you have some leadership in that first class of seniors, you can have a magical year. And, you know, they came in runners-up last year, fantastic year. So, really and truly, it depends on what kind of junior class they had last year. And they had some playmakers coming back, you know, a big receiver and his brother. They've got a running back. So, they've got some core pieces to the puzzle. You just wonder how much leadership's there to sort of carry over, you know, and keep that energy going from year one to year two. Because sometimes there can be a letdown in year two. Before you build it back up, you know, they get excited and think, oh, we've arrived. I don't know what kind of leadership they have, you know, in this junior class or upcoming senior class. That's going to be the telltale sign.
Wasn't it last year that Brunswick High went up there and Effingham gave you guys all you wanted?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys were heavily favored in that game, and Effingham almost pulled it out.
Yeah.
That was the game where it was so cold, the snot was frozen to your face.
Yeah, it was a miserable night. Whew. Otherwise, yeah.
and it rained, yep. and it was cold, yep. and then it was that, and then there was that mist and rain that came after the rain.
Yeah,
yeah, I went. I actually went to that game. I was off
yep.
that week, and I went up with Kip and my dad to see that game because, as you know, Kip and my dad call Brunswick High football. Sure. I went to the car. And just listen to it on the radio. It was so miserable.
It was a nasty night. You know, if you're a high school football purist and love the game, you know, outdoors, late game, you know, late season playoffs, that kind of deal. It was that kind of atmosphere. You know, it was our 10th game of the year going into the playoffs, but it felt like a November, you know, third, fourth round game, the feel we had. So, yeah, they've done a great job up there. And you know, their schedule, you know, if you want to look at it, they start out with Richmond Hill.
Yeah.
Game one.
Yeah, they start with Richmond Hill, and they'll go on the road for that game. Mm-hmm. And then away for Burke County, away for Statesboro, they'll be at home against Southeast Bullock. Yep. They'll be on the road for South Effingham, on the road at Glen Academy. Mm-hmm. That's a big game.
Yep.
That, in my opinion, that's going to determine your number two seed. Right. The winner of that game gets the two seed. Mm-hmm. Grovetown at home, Evans at home, and then on the road to Brunswick High. That's what their schedule looks like. So we'll break this down. Effingham Richmond Hill in the opener. Obviously, that's another one of those rivalry games up the I-95 corridor.
Yep.
It's a tough game to call because, to be honest with you, I think Richmond Hill is pretty good.
Well, you know, they're going to have some young kids. Their sophomore class coming up is absolutely loaded.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most talented teams I've seen since I've been in South Georgia as far as young kids go. I think, you know, like I told you, this past season, at the end of the year, I think they're going to be a team to contend with in Region 1 in the next year. You know, I think they could potentially sneak into playoffs this year as a third or fourth seed, but next year with that young crop of talent coming up, they could really dominate. So, you know, being that Effingham's going to play at Richmond Hill, there's already a little bit of bad blood between those two programs. There's been players that have gone from one program to the
yep.
other. So I'm sure it's going to be a heated ball game. I would go with a homer there and pick Richmond Hill in that game one just because they're at home.
I'm picking Richmond Hill there too, so we'll start 0-1. Yep. Effingham will then go on the road to Burke County. Yep. Man, put me in a spot here. I'll take Effingham.
Same.
But this is a close football game.
Yep.
Very close game,
yep.
And don't be shocked if Burke walks away with a W there.
It could be a 3-point game.
Mm-hmm. And then on the road to Statesboro. Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. Yeah. I am on the Statesboro bandwagon.
Yeah, it sounds like you are.
I believe the Blue Devils are going to have a very, very good season. I think the Blue Devils are going to contend for a region championship where they are. Yeah. And so I'm picking Statesboro to beat Effingham yeah. in this football game, especially at Womack.
Not so fast.
Ugh.
I'm nothing against Statesboro. They've got a fantastic athlete at quarterback who'll be back this year.
Yep.
But, you know, just from my experience, and again, last year's the first time I've ever played against Statesboro, coached against them, you know, it may have been, you know, because we were a strong team last year, they just didn't perform at home that night. But I wasn't extremely impressed with the team camaraderie, you know, playing together, all those kind of things. And as a coach, sometimes you see those little chinks and you say, you know, they're still a little ways off. Even though they've got a couple of good players, I'm not saying they can't come together in off season, you know, and sometimes you have a leader like that quarterback's in place. He might get the kids to rally around him and they start playing as a real unit. So they could surprise me, but I'm going with Effingham in that game.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with Statesboro. So you got them at 2-1. I've got them at 1-2. They get Southeast Bullock. They'll beat Southeast Bullock.
Yep.
So that puts, for me, 2-2. For you, that puts them at 3-1.
Yep.
South Effingham, I think they'll get South Effingham.
Yeah.
So that, for me, I guess, what was that? And I've got myself confused with all the numbers. 4-2. And then the Glen Academy game.
That's a kicker.
That game at Glen County Stadium, Effingham, there's something about being between the bricks that they just don't handle very well. I'll take Glen in that game. So that puts them at 4-3. They'll get Grovetown, they'll get Evans, so that puts them at 6-3, and then they've got to go back to Glen County Stadium a second time to face Brunswick High, who I think is a state championship contender, and they lose that. So 6-4, and you've got them at 7-3.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. 6-4 with a 3 seed.
Yep.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Back on the Jason Bishop Show, joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. And, you know, the Braves are starting, well, I say starting, you know, they've ripped off this huge long winning streak, closed the Mets gap a little bit, and now they're starting to get some of the injured guys back. Eddie Rosario is getting ready to come back. They're talking about Soroka is going to be ready around the middle of July, and Tyler Madsick is getting ready to come back. I want to talk specifically about Madsick. Shoulder inflammation, he goes down, they shut him down, they do an MRI, they don't see any structural damage. Without structural damage in your shoulder, what causes inflammation?
Sure, and I think when they talk about structural damage, they want to make sure nothing's torn, nothing's, you know, detached. They're looking more for those surgical type indications. But structural, when you don't have structural damage, that can still be an inflammatory effect, a rotator cuff tendonitis, a biceps tendonitis, something of that sort, which can still shut down a pitcher.
Best course of action there is just to shut them down, no throwing at all?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, of course they do throw as they're feeling better. They're probably doing short toss and then working their way up. And, I mean, they're still probably working 8 hours a day with the trainer, get the inflammation down, get the range of motion, then get the strength, then start them on a basic throwing program, which is normally about 4 to 6 weeks. And that's the same type of program that we use for high school kids, college kids, and up to the major leagues.
Does this set off a red flag at all for Massacre, the trainers? You've got inflammation in the shoulder. You do the MRI, you don't find anything, so then he comes back. Are you keeping a closer eye on him because you're worried that maybe there's some underlying issue there?
I think so. And again, you know, we talk about, and we've talked about it before, kind of a pitch, a throw, is more like a whip. It's a kinetic chain. So it starts in your thighs, your core, your shoulder, your elbow, and your wrist. And if anything breaks down, that can put increased pressure on the area before or after that chain, that link in that chain. So if he has issues with his shoulder and tries to come back too fast and sort of pushes through it, well, that might cause an elbow injury, or it might cause a scapular injury. You know, those, we've had those pitchers and quarterbacks get it where they get those lat strains or serratus anterior strains in their core, and that takes months and months and months to get better.
I don't know that this completely falls in your field, but I just want to ask the question because, you know, Tyler Matzik's history is well documented. Out of baseball, the case of the yips for a good long while, he sheds that, he gets back to Major League Baseball, he gets the shoulder inflammation, you shut him down, right? Like, have you ever seen... Do you think there's any chance that being shut down from that, coming back, we see any recurring signs of that, or, you know, issues with delivery point?
Right. That's a good question, because when you're sort of out of your groove, do you regress in that kind of behavior? And we see it. We see it in golfers all the time. I mean, I think in a way they can be the worst, because they're sitting there staring at that ball, and a bad case of the yips can really shut them down. At least with a pitcher, they're like, all right, I got to get going. I got to move through the motion. But definitely, and that's something probably they're working with too.
Going forward, you get him back, no structural damage, the inflammation, you know, goes away, settles down some. If there's no structural damage and the inflammation, I guess really what I'm trying to say, with no structural damage, is there a point with the inflammation that you say, okay, you can pitch through this, or any type of inflammation that comes back whatsoever, you got to shut them down again?
I think you got to shut them down again. I really do. I think, and they're probably doing this, but I think that's where the pitching coaches really dissect out their pitching mechanics, all the pitching mechanics of everything, to see if they can find something that might be causing a breakdown in that shoulder. Because I think that's one of the main issues. And again, I go back to golfers, because we'll see in golfers. Golfers will get shoulder injuries, they'll get wrist injuries, and a lot of time I can treat their injury and get that back. But at the same time, usually it comes down to a technique, and that's something that you got to work with your coaches, and probably that's what they're going to have to focus on.
Again, joining us here on the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Moving forward, the no structural damage, that's got to be the best case scenario. If you're going to shut him down, there's no structural damage. Moving forward, you know that you're not going to lose him for the rest of the season. Does that result of no structural damage make you feel a little bit better about the inflammation? And specifically what I mean by that is, okay, there's no structural damage, we know he's going to be back, or is it going to be one of those things where, you know, you mentioned about keeping an eye on the inflammation, is the structural damage, the possibility of structural damage with the inflammation, if it re-arises, are you concerned with that particular aspect?
And I think I would be concerned with that aspect. I would not let that fall off my radar just to make sure. I think you need to constantly be asking questions. How are you doing? How are you feeling after every practice? And again, just looking at those mechanics to make sure that it could just be a bad habit that he's falling into, which is leading to that. Because as we know, you can get inflammation, and if that inflammation leads to structural damage for a pitcher, a rotator cuff injury can be the death knell to their career. I mean, you know, we get pitchers that have Tommy John surgery. Not all of them come back, but a lot of them do. But they get rotator cuff surgery, and that's harder to come back from.
Dr. Sasser, last question, and really quickly. With this injury, how long is it before you feel comfortable that he's gonna be okay long term?
You know, I think once he goes through the throwing program, if he's not having any problems and he gets back and has a couple of good outings, I'd feel very good about it.
Okay. Dr. Sasser, appreciate your time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
The problem with all of this is all these healthy guys are getting ready to come back, like Matzik, yep, and like Soroka and Rosario, and the Braves have been so hot. And what do you do when Matzik comes back? You know, you've got to put him in the bullpen. Sure. You can't just let him sit. Soroka's the same way. You got to get Rosario back in the lineup.
Yep.
You know, and so, you know, Soroka especially intrigues me because Spencer Strider's a Rookie of the Year candidate.
Yeah.
Do you send him back to AAA?
No. No.
I mean, just asking a question.
Well, that's like we talked about off the air. You sort of... You've got to go with a hot hand, you know, and you can't sit a guy that's on fire. Can't.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And of course, go Dawgs!
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golnow's Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
No matter the temperature outside, air adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
We've arrived at that time where we have made it all the way to the final segment of the final Saturday show, so just go ahead and know that I am with you for the next 9 minutes.
That's it.
And then
soak it up.
Yeah, enjoy it. You've got 9 more minutes of Jason Bishop on Saturday mornings, and then you get to get Jason Bishop on Friday evenings.
There you go.
So, you know, for you Saturday folks, you know, soak this up.
Yep.
Enjoy my voice.
Look forward to the prime time.
You have less than 9 minutes now of Jason Bishop. Joining us, of course, is Coach David Shores from Brunswick High.
Go Pirates.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that region that we've broken down, we were talking about Effingham a minute ago, and I was sitting there looking at that schedule, and I had said, you know, I like the winner of the Effingham-Glenn game to get the 2 seed and the loser get the 3. Well, I still feel that way. Yeah. But just kind of looking at it and knowing that typically Effingham just doesn't play well at Glenn County Stadium, and how good of a coach Rocky Hidalgo is when it gets into the latter part of the year, specifically region play,
absolutely,
Glenn's going to get the 2 seed.
Yeah.
Glenn's going to get the 2 seed. So that region will break down with Brunswick with the 1, Glenn with the 2, Effingham with the 3, and then your 4 will come down to either South Effingham or whoever the best Augusta school is, which I guess maybe...
Probably Evans.
Evans, yeah.
I hope you're right, selfishly.
Of course you do. Right. So either South Effingham or Evans will be the 4 seed. And, you know, how good is this region?
Yeah, I mean, we're mediocre, I think, right now in the state.
You always find out how good a region is. How many times do you see it where each region puts 4 teams in,
mm-hmm,
and then the number 1 seed from whatever that region is, they advance,
yeah,
and then they're the only one. Yeah. The 2, 3, and 4 all bow out.
Yeah.
When that happens, you know the region was weak.
Right.
You know the region was weak.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that could be the case this year.
Let's hope not.
Hope not.
But, yeah. And then, you know, down here in Camden, mm-hmm, the region is Coquit Lowndes, Valdosta, Camden, Richmond Hill.
Yeah.
Valdosta and Richmond Hill join the fray as Tift goes down.
Yep.
And, you know, you and I have a different take on how the region is going to play out. But, you know, I like Colquitt.
Mm-hmm.
I think the winner of Camden and Valdosta ends up with the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
The loser gets the 3.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like Richmond Hill to stun some folks.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They are going to have to make the playoffs,
yeah,
David. They're going to have to do it by beating Lowndes in the concrete jungle.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Okay, we'll see.
Not this year.
Okay. Yeah. And so I like Richmond Hill to get in as a 4.
Did you see what Lowndes did to Tift in the spring game?
Yes.
Yeah. It was a bloodletting, 56-0, I think. Yeah. And not saying that Tift should have been more of a competition, but Lowndes defense is for real this year. Andrews has done a great job with them. Yeah, they're going to give a lot of people some problems on that side of the ball.
On the offensive side of the ball, they've got some big shoes to fill because their starting quarterback, their all-world starting quarterback, is down in the Miami Hurricane quarterback room now,
yep,
which, by the way, is pretty loaded in itself.
For sure, yeah. And Zach Grage, you know, he's a really good football coach, a fundamental guy, and he's going to do what his kids can do the best to give him a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive end, that's control the football and run it. And play defense and sound kicking game. That's what he's going to do. If he's got explosive playmakers, he's going to find a way to get the ball to them. Yeah.
And that word right there, he doesn't have the explosive guy at quarterback.
Right.
And I think that's going to hurt him.
Yeah.
Because even last year when Camden played Lowndes, mm-hmm, Camden had Lowndes beaten.
Yeah, no doubt.
And then Ja'Cari Brown,
yeah,
made an explosive play and snatched victory from the jaws of defeat, literally.
Yeah.
And that guy's not there for them at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big missing piece for sure, for anybody. You know, but he's been the mainstay there for 3 or 4 years, and yeah, it's hard to replace him. It's impossible to place a guy like that. But you got to find a way to get it done without that guy. You know, if it's smoke and mirrors, you know, fooling people, misdirection, whatever, you just got to find a way. And Zach will do that.
And you know, I'm not trying to take a shot at the Lounge program because it speaks for itself, right? That program for 30 years, 22, 23 years, has been at the top level of the state. You know, it's one of the premier programs, and there's a reason for that.
No doubt.
And so I'm not trying to take a shot at and say that, oh, they suck, because I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that this region, this Region 1 7A thing, is really tough.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So.
No doubt. And I love the fact they brought about Austin Richmond Hill back in. I think it makes it a, you know, the SEC of high school ball in Georgia.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's no tougher region. You know, and you can, you know, Atlanta folks, you can argue all you want. There is, and some of those Atlanta regions, you do have three or four really good teams at the top of the region, and then, like, you've got three or four teams that just stink.
Course. That's right.
This region isn't like that.
No.
It's not like that.
You can lose any Friday night. Any Friday night.
Any Friday night.
Yep.
Yeah. But I do. I think Richmond Hill's going to go to the concrete jungle. I think that's. I think that game's the last game of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
You're right, yeah.
They're going to go to the concrete jungle, and they're going to beat the Vikings right next to I-75.
There you go.
And that's going to get them into the playoffs.
You heard it here. If they do that, I'll say, hypothetically, if that were to happen, that would be a huge feather in Richmond Hill's hat. I mean, that's one that hadn't happened for them. You know, they've come down and beat Camden at Camden, which was huge for them, but I don't think they've beat Lowndes at Lowndes. In a very long time, or if ever. So
yeah, I don't think I doubt it's ever happened.
Right.
I doubt it's ever happened. Keep your phone on you.
Absolutely, I will.
Because one thing I don't shy away from is texting folks.
Same here. You know that.
So yeah, I think that's going to be the case. You know, with Region 1 in 7A, I think Brunswick wins that coastal region up there in 6A. I say coastal. It's not really coastal because you threw the Augusta schools in there for no real reason.
Yeah.
You could have done, well, you could have done now what you're going to do in a couple years, but whatever.
Yeah, what
we'll see what the GHSA ends up doing. And so now we're under a minute, brother. So, you know, just some folks, I guess I need to do this really quick.
Probably so.
Some folks I need to thank: Kip Branch, Neil Ardman, Jolene Anderson, Nikki here at K-Bay, James Ford, you know, even folks, Drayton Hogarth, who was with me doing the show for, before Kip came on board, you know, Scott Riefen, who, signed us to our first contract to be on local radio, which catapulted the show to where it was, you know, Denise Esserman, who also had us on a radio station, Brian Steele up in Statesboro for picking us up in that market. So I mean, you know, God, I know I'm forgetting Jim Lynn, the guy that puts this whole thing together, all the co-hosts, you that have come on, all the coaches that have come on throughout the years. Thank all of you guys. It's not, and I'm sitting here giving like a farewell speech, but we're not going away. Like we're just going to a different day,
right,
which is better for us.
Sure. Oh, we're looking forward to it either way, and hate we won't have you on Saturday morning, but looking forward to Friday night.
Yeah, yeah. And for you, I guess, you know.
Yeah. I'll have to hear the tape delayed.
You're going to have to download it wherever you get your wherever you get your podcast from, or you can go to the southernsportsedition.com and get it there.
There you go.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer: the Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. only at the strike zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Some big news pertaining to the Jason Bishop Show. Today will be the last Saturday show for the Jason Bishop Show. And starting in July, Kip Branch will return, and the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch will air on Friday evenings across the state of Georgia. You will still be able to hear the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. And also starting in July, you'll be able to download the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch wherever you get your podcasts. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.